We do have to, I was talking about the seriousness of education. We really got to get on track with that and make things happen for the kids.
Truly, truly are.
It's all about the kids.
Please make love to me, 'cause you are my OCD. Don't you know what you do to me, because you are my Chevy D.
Love to me, because you are my OTP, and don't you know what you do to me, because you are my Chevy T. Please make love to me, because you are my OTP, don't you know what you do to me, you are my Chevy T. Now when we first met, I didn't know why. When we first met, I didn't know how. But I know that I wanted you, and I know that I need you. And now that I've got you, I'm gonna try my best to keep you. So please make love to me, because you are my OTP. Don't you know what you do to me, because you are my Chevy T. Hey. You are for me, you're my Chevy T. Check it out, check it out. Yeah. Oh my, oh Lord, when I look in your eyes and I see your smile, then I know why I love you so. When I look in your eyes, I see your smile, then I know why I love you so. She give me love, 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 crazy love. She give me love, 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 crazy love. I look in your eyes and I see your smile. When I look in your eyes, I see my future pass me by, and it looks real good to me, and I feel that you're the one for me, and we're gonna walk side by side, holding hands until the day we die. Please make love to me, 'cause you are my OTP. Don't you know what you do to me, because you are my Chevy T. Hey. Oh, you are for me, you're my Chevy. Hey.
All right, that was Lil Nate with us this morning, Chevy T. All right, on t'a écouté le programme des Arico et Passalé, c'est 6 minutes après 11h ce matin. On sera ici jusqu'à 12h. On a du monde qui a pu visiter avec nous autres ce matin. Pour Charlie, pour des affaires, il veut faire pour les petits. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Good, good. Okay, who's Eva Diva?
This is Eva Diva Noel.
Eva Diva, and this is?
I'm Madeline Rosette.
Madeline Rosette, and you're here representing?
Casa of St. Landry.
Casa of St. Landry. Okay.
Casa of St. Landry stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate. We are a nonprofit organization, and we came by today just to speak to you all about our 2013 Casa of St. Landry Adult Back to School Jam.
What does that mean when you say court appointed? I mean, what do they do? Tell us a little bit about
that. We recruit volunteers to work with abused and neglected children. These kids are in foster care system. So what we do is get volunteers to be the eyes and the ears for the court system. The volunteers make a report to the judge to let the judge know how the kids are doing in their foster care placement. And based on how they feel the kids are doing, they make a recommendation to the judge whether it's for that kid to remain in foster care or to return back to their family, or to maybe even become adopted.
What percentage do you think goes back to the family? Is it small, you think?
It's hard to say. It's probably like 60%. So it's a good bit that gets the opportunity to return back home, but it's based on family members completing their case plans
and
doing what they need to do to get their kids back.
Okay, so it's a two-way deal.
Exactly. Okay. It's not just based on the child. The parents have to do their part so that the kids could return back home.
Okay, good. Very good. And there, you guys are doing what to help the kids?
We are doing an adult back-to-school jam, and it's going to be August 11th. That's a Sunday. The time will be 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and this is a unique event because we're doing adult back-to-school jams. You don't too much hear of that. You hear about kids and
the
kids returning. So it's going to be at the Opelousas Civic Center, and we're asking for the adults to come out and just support our efforts and our mission at Casa of St. Landry.
Are you going to be looking also that people could volunteer to be volunteers?
Yes, we absolutely will. We'll have a display table, just having community awareness and letting the adults know as they see who we are, because this is the first event of this kind with CASA. We'll have community awareness, letting them know what we do, and hopefully we can recruit some volunteers, some people who are interested. Maybe they're not interested in being a foster parent, but they may be interested in working with an abused or neglected child.
Okay. That should be very heartwarming to do for a child, to be able to spend that time with them and guide them and help them through life, because sometimes they get some bad bumps in the road.
Exactly.
You know? And so, okay, what about the activity? What it is? What y'all got?
Good morning, Acadiana. This is Eva Noel. I am going to fill you in on the activity. On August 11th, we will open the doors of the Opelousas Civic Center at 6 p.m., and we will go through 10 p.m. We have a great lineup of entertainment for you, so I will tell you, bring an extra pair of dancing shoes if you plan to dance. And if you don't consider yourself much of a dancer, you enjoy line dancing like I do myself, be prepared for that as well. We will have performing with us Curly Taylor. We have the Hotline Band, and we have none other than my great friend Cupid. Hey, so come and be prepared to do the love slide, the Cupid shuffle, to do it with your boots on, and his latest, the Kate Downey dip. If you don't know how to do it, trust me, he will be front and center right there with you to teach you every single step. And, of course, we have our guest DJ, Mr. Ron Richard, who will be emceeing for us. So be prepared to have a good night of innocent fun, clean dancing. We want you to come out and support this organization, support our cause, and support our musicians. Okay, these guys are doing this for absolutely free. They're donating their time. So I am very, very grateful and appreciative to them. And if, I hope that they are listening, to just know that we truly appreciate them giving back to their community for such a worthy cause. These children need all the help that they can possibly get, which is why we're doing what we're doing, and we're asking you to come out and support us and help us do what is necessary in our community to help our children. You know, we never know who may be in a time of need, be it child or adult, but there are organizations out there willing to extend the help that is needed, and we are one of those. So right now, we are going to offer you two free tickets, okay, to the 10th caller. You can start calling right now. Mr. J.J. will be answering the phone. So the 10th caller will get two tickets to that event for August 11th. Okay, that's next Sunday from 6 to 10, and that's why we put it early. We know everybody has to go to work the next morning. We do as well. But 6 to 10, we should be fine with that. So start calling now. Caller number 10. We have two free tickets for you.
And the number is?
That number is 482-6991. Start calling now, 482-6991. We have two free tickets for you.
All right. And we're going to start some music and start calling, and we'll be back to close this out. We do not have a winner yet. Keep calling. The phones are ringing. 482-6991 is the number. Have a winner. We do have a winner. All right, you're back with MC here this morning with Madeline from Opelousas representing CASA this morning in reference to a fundraiser that they have coming up in August 11. The 11th, which is not in August, this month, August the 11th, and from 6 to 10 p.m. And Madeline, what's up with that?
This is a first-time event. It's the 2013 CASA of St. Landry Adult Back to School Jam. The location of the event is going to be at the Opelousas Civic Center. And we are currently selling pre-sale tickets.
Okay.
They're $10. If you're planning on paying at the door, you can expect to pay $15 at the door or $10 and $5 worth of school supplies. So if you want to be generous and go out and purchase the school supplies, it'll prevent us from having to go in the school crowd, because I'm sure a lot of parents are purchasing items now. Please pick up $5 worth of school supplies and come to the door with $10 or call us for pre-sale tickets.
Right. And you mentioned adult. Why you say adult?
Adults, because we're going to this is something for the adults. We always have something going on with kids. So And plus, we're going to have a cash bar there as well. Mm-hmm. So we don't want any kids at the event.
Okay.
And it's just something for the adults to have a back-to-school time for themselves,
right.
You know, prior to getting their kids ready for school, because school is right around the corner.
Okay. Good. Anything else? Location?
Yes. Good morning, Acadiana. Again, this is Eva Noel. The location will take place at the Opelousas Civic Center. That is the one in the parking lot of Ashley Furniture, right across the street from Walmart. And the event is August 11th from 6 to 10 p.m. As Ms. Madeline said, we do have pre-sale tickets available. You can reach me Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30 at 948-2525. We will be selling those pre-sale tickets up until Friday. That's 948-2525. Those tickets are $10. If not, you will be paying $15 at the door or $10 with $5 worth of school supplies. As I mentioned earlier, the performers will be Curly Taylor, Cupid, the Hotline Band, and the guest DJ is Mr. Ron Richard. So, again, we ask you to come out and support. The City of Opelousas is behind this event, so we need your support. So we'll be looking for you at the door next Sunday, 6 o'clock. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you, ladies. And you heard it by them, and let's do the support thing that we normally do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just some news to pass on to you that Warren Prejean just passed away. And we certainly want to extend our condolences to the family. And he played with Creole Zydeco Farmers. And John and I will come back. We'll play a little bit of his music, and John and I will come back and talk a little bit about Warren.
When you come around, gotta go. You can't keep still. When you come around, gotta go. Support for KRVS comes from the Laura and John Arnold Foundation, supporting efforts to improve the academic performance of Louisiana students. For more information, the website is arnoldfoundation.org.
Soy Fernando Pérez Villar. Únanse a mi programa Espacio Latino este domingo a las 5 p.m. para que escuche buena música latina e información sobre la cultura latina aquí en el sur de Louisiana.
That's Espacio Latino, coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
right, all right, all right. I got to put the putty cat on for all my neighbors over there, Kevin and Chris and Doc and Ron. And for Woody this morning, a little bit of Bojack and that putty cat. Jay in the back, good morning to you. A little bit of putty cat for you, too. AD didn't forget about you. Valak didn't forget about you either. Waylon, good morning to you. Where you at, James?
What you wanna know, Bojack?
I gotta know.
Boogaloo.
You gotta tell me something more.
About that booty cat?
Tell me about that cat, yeah.
That booty cat.
That's what you saw?
Yeah, I saw a booty cat.
Tell me where he's at, where he's at.
I don't know where he at.
I wanna know where that booty cat.
Morning, Dennis. Caesar.
A booty cat.
A booty cat.
The way he at.
That booty cat.
Is he skinny or fat?
Oh, that sucker fat.
A booty cat, eh?
Susie, where you at this morning? Susie?
All night long.
And praise on his morning.
Have you ever been mistreated?
Yeah, that's Mars Francis on in that band.
That's Mars Francis.
Backed up by Warren Prejean.
Yep, and his nephew called this morning. I don't know. They took the call. We don't know who the nephew was that called in.
Yeah.
Stating that Warren Prejean passed away this morning. Sad news for the music industry for us. You know, as much as... you know, we've met Warren a lot of times over at Lil Buck.
Yes.
You know, sitting over there and all those guys getting together. It seemed like that's the hangout for a lot of the musicians is at Lil Buck's place. It's understandably why. And had good news too, John. I mean, this is sad news. Good news is that Big Buck is gone cross country again.
Yes.
He's playing. I talked to one of his musicians this past week, and that he's doing well. He feels good. They were actually on their way to New York. I think they may have left Thursday on their way to New York. From New York, I think, going to England.
Yeah, and also in Canada. They had three gigs, I know, in Canada.
Right, and that's good news for us. I know it's good news for him, you know, to be back out on the road doing the things that you like to do. You know, and we're just so glad for him that it's actually going well for him. So we just want to let the world know about it. And for those of you that know Warren Prejean, we have no arrangements, don't have any information. And
we're only giving you the news that what we received over the phone here about his nephew indicating that he has passed away. So we assume that this is factual information.
Right. Yeah. And... nothing, and I guess you just have to, don't know when it's going to be, if it's going to be on the weekend or during the week. If it's during the week, we will not have an opportunity to get that information out to you again. Just have to listen and see whenever it is, because I know a lot of people would love to be able to attend and show their condolences for the family. Mm-hmm. As we continue to listen to Creole Zydeco Farmers.
Yeah, that's something else that I wanted to also mention this morning that is taking place in Abbeville right now at the public library.
Okay.
Chris Arsenault, which is a professional golfer from this area, who has started off a foundation called the Darby Foundation.
Okay.
And he's right now at the public library in Abbeville and is talking to a lot of the youngsters about their life and also to get involved in sport, in particularly the sport of golf, mm-hmm. and the right. opportunities that they have, and what he is trying to, because of his foundation, also looking at the possibilities of issuing scholarships for young men and ladies who would want to go into golf
right.
or play golf while they are in college. So this is an opportunity. And you just go to, if you want to go to the Darby Foundation website, or Chris Arsenault's website, and you can get all the information that you need right there that you would have. He's going to be here, and he's going to be appearing on one of our other station, KJCB, tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And for an interview. Although we had him here on KRVS this past Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and it was quite enjoyable, and because he's quite informed about all of the golf history, the historian, okay. the great golfers like Charlie Sifford, who played many years ago, and he, Chris, played in some of the tournaments, the golf tournaments, national and international golf tournaments. But he's a young man that was born here, and he fell in love with the game of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if those people in Abbeville, if you had not heard about it, just go on to the library right now and get a chance to meet him.
Okay.
He'll be there until about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Now that's the one right there.
Yeah, that's a check a check.
We'll be right back. my blues away. From sun up to sundown, I'm gonna turn, 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 turn my blues around.
As we have Horace Trahan playing in the background as we get ready to come to a close. Don't go anywhere. You ain't got to go anywhere. Herman is coming right behind us, getting ready to entertain you for the rest of the... Well, not entertain you, entertain us for the rest of the afternoon, because I listen also. Yeah. But anyway...
Chubby Carey is going to be over at Jefferson Street Pub this coming Thursday, starting off at 8:30. And Mary Jane Broussard is going to be over at Vermilionville tomorrow afternoon.
One to four.
Yep.
Okay.
And don't forget, the big trail ride is taking place right now as we speak at Waikiki Club in Abbeville, or better known as Gros Eel. And so the mini ride will start at 3:00 this afternoon, and the music at 8 p.m. by DJ. And tomorrow, big ride will be at 12 noon. DJ on the ride. Keith Frank will be there at 2 p.m. until. And that's the Lone Trail Riders, Big Man and Company.
Big Man and Company. Big trail ride.
Yep.
He's got a lot of people, a lot of fun, a lot of things to do.
He ride on two horses.
Two horses. Okay. Anyway, 11:57. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I forgot. Andrew Caesar says there's a race going on today.
Okay, Saki Racing in Metro.
I'm sorry to disrupt you because my mind was running.
Oh, it was gone.
And he said he got the whole family there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and the fainting goat is one of them passed out this morning.
Fainting goats, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. September we come into Metro Swallow again. We went a couple of weekends ago. We're gonna go back again. Mm-hmm. Metro Swallow. Go hang out there and have a great time and watch the different activities that can go on there that we'll be having. So Metro Swallow having Sulky Racing today. Want to say good morning to Andrew and all his family. And, of course, I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marlon. I had both of my girls' birthday this week.
Oh, wow.
August 1st, August 2nd.
So you got a big celebration.
Oh, it's over.
It's over. That's right.
It's done.
Good morning to my sons, John and Joey. Joey is in town.
Oh, he is.
Visiting. He's in Baton Rouge right now. But he should be back sometime this afternoon. And we're going to spend some valuable time. And John, of course, is in Houston. Good morning to you.
I like some cooking going on at your house.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Some cooking.
Oh, yeah.
I feel kind of hungry. I might have to go over there and get me something to eat over there.
And I just say good morning to all of my sisters and brothers, wherever they are. And I'll call my cousins, and good morning to all of you.
All right. We gone.
You better behave yourself.
Take me for your food. Élevé dans la campagne, yeah, I'm from the old school. Raised up in the country, please don't take me for your food. Élevé dans la campagne, yeah, I'm from the old school.
on n'est pas des écopos. Et que she didn't know. Et que she didn't know.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.